hasn't wanted us out of her sight. Raids by the SIM like the one we had. Arrests. Accidents. I heard Poppy talking about some accident with butterflies or something, I tell her. The butterflies, Lucinda corrects me, nodding. They were friends of Poppy. He's really upset. Everyone is. Even the Americans are protesting. Protesting what? Wasn't it a car accident? Lucinda rolls her eyes again at how little I know. Car accident, she says, making quote marks in the air with her fingers, as if she doesn't really mean what she's saying. You mean they were... Shh! Lucinda hushes me. Suddenly, I understand. These women were murdered in a pretend accident. I shiver, imagining myself on the way to school, tumbling down a cliff, my parrot skirt flying up around me. Now I feel scared of leaving the compound. So why send us to school at all? The Americans are our friends, Lucinda reminds me. So for now we're safe. I don't like the sound of for now, or how Lucinda makes those quote marks in the air again when she says, we're safe.
So who do you think the butterflies are? Let's go over what we know about them. They're not really butterflies, they're women. And they were killed in a car accident that wasn't really an accident. It was a murder made to look like a car accident. Maybe somebody ran their car off the road or something. What we don't know is who killed the butterflies or why. But since all kinds of people know about the butterflies and are protesting their deaths, I'm thinking maybe the murder was a political thing. Maybe El Jefe and the SIM were behind it. Okay, Anita and her sister are going back to school for the first time since their cousins left the country, and Anita is worrying about their safety. With everything that's happened lately, I can see why. Let's find out what happens next. We're on page 28, after the space near the bottom of the page where it says, Mommy is actually a lot calmer.
Mommy is actually a lot calmer now that the Washburns have moved in. Not only is it nice to have the special protection of the consul next door, but the extra rent money is coming in handy. Construcciones de la Torre isn't doing well. Everything is at a standstill because of the embargo, whatever that is. We're having to cut corners and sell off our uncle's cars and the furniture from my grandparents' house from when Papita was making money. I offered to let